Thank you for calling
Hello.
customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Hi, Felicia. I found out that I was charged $56.95, and it says VAR IP something. So I got the phone number from you. I don't remember. I don't know why this is happening.
What's your zip code, sir?
22203.
Your name?
Noel Haile Georgis.
Your address?
4300 North Carling Springs Road, Arlington, Virginia.
Please hold. Okay, so the according to the IP address, there was a survey completed on November 4th where you paid $7.95 to have the toolbox entered for the sweepstake offer.
Yeah. I remember that was on Facebook, and I paid $2, right?
You paid $7.95 for the shipping of the sweepstake offer of that toolbox. Now, when you did that, if you go back online and read over the terms, you also enrolled into a monthly membership, which is why you was billed $56.95.
No, I don't remember doing that. I don't remember subscribing for any monthly membership.
You may not have read over the terms, but that comes with when you placed that. When you did the survey, that comes with it. That's why I said you may not have read over your terms and conditions. Now, I can cancel your account going forward so that you're not enrolled any longer.
Yeah, and you have to refund me for this because I'm not going to use it. You can't even cancel the whole thing for the toolbox. And
I can start
like
an investigation on the account, sir, and let the police department run the IP address because on my end, it's showing me that
Let's
you did that sweepstake offer.
What are you going to investigate? I said I am not going to use this. You can cancel
even if you're
this.
Not going to use it, sir, when you enrolled into that sweepstake offer, that's what you agreed upon. I can honor a 35% courtesy refund for you.
I don't remember signing up for this.
You can go back online and read over the terms, sir.
Okay, so I made a mistake. Do you understand now? I made a mistake, but I'm not going to use this. I do not need this.
I'm so sorry, sir.
So, what do you mean I'm so sorry? You must refund me. Otherwise, I'm going to file a complaint with the police, okay?
It's a legal and binding contract, so you agreed upon the charge. I can do a one-time 50% courtesy refund, but that's the most that I can do on that charge.
No, you have to refund me. You have to refund me because I'm not using any of your service. You can't even cancel all this toolbox thing and everything. I do not need anything from you, and as long as I'm not going to use it, you have to refund me, okay?
No, sir. Go back online and review the terms and conditions.
I
can
do
a 50% refund, sir.
You have to refund me. You must refund me because I'm not using your service. What
even
you
if you're not using
for?
It, sir, you because that has sent over
so
to
why
you an email.
Charge me? If I don't use your service, why are you charging me? That's my question.
Because when you signed up for that, they sent you over an email.
I signed up for what?
When you did the sweepstake entry, sir, on November the 4th,
listen,
you went online and put
I'm
your
not,
information in for the toolbox sweepstake entry?
It was
and
only
upon
$2
you,
for the draw. It was only $2 for a draw to that kind of toolbox. That's
but you also enrolled into a membership at that time, and you were sent an email with a shopping voucher valued at $120. Okay, sir.
Try to be reasonable, okay? I don't need, before even sending me anything, you're charging me $56, and you call this a discount store? That's very ridiculous, number one. Secondly, I'm not going to use this service. And if I'm not going to use your service, you don't have to charge me because that's called cheating. You can cancel every transaction. You can cancel the draw. You may not send me anything. I'm not going to use anything. So you have to refund me. If I don't use your service or if I don't buy your products, why would you charge me? Hello? Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, sir. For some reason, it sounds like you didn't read over the terms and conditions. I'll go ahead and start an investigation on the account. I'll go ahead and get a courtesy credit made to your card within 3 to 5 business days. We'll do an investigation. We'll notify your bank back once we finish the investigation. Is there anything else for you?
What is that investigation?
Because you're stating that you did not sign up for this, and which you did, and when you signed up, you gave your authorization to charge a card for that monthly membership, and which you're declining.
Okay. What I'm saying is,
I've issued that refund. Is there anything else for you?
Yeah, if you refund me, that's all.
Thanks for calling Customer Care. Have a good day.
All right. I'm going to follow up with this, and I'm going to report this if you don't respond to me. Thank you. Have a good day.